Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Good Friday meditation, an application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, our crucified Savior, dear fellow redeemed, we've been listening in on passionate prayers of our Savior during this Lenten season. We've heard from the cross that Jesus ended as he began, praying to his Father. He began the cross by praying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." He ended by praying, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." This evening we'll be discussing these last words and the last act of Jesus before he died. What a blessing these words are. A blessing in two ways. One, it shows that Jesus indeed accomplished our salvation. And two, it gives a blessing when we see our departure from this life coming. Remember that Jesus endured 6 hours on the cross. Agony, pain, suffering. In the last 3 hours, he endured the eternal torments of hell. God forsakenness for all of us. How Satan must have been tempting Jesus during that time, whispering in his ears, "Give up on your Father. He's laying this all on you. He's condemning you for their sins, not yours. He's forsaken you. He doesn't love you. Curse God and die." How severely Jesus must have been tempted to give up his love and obedience for his Father. But also how severely his love was tested for his fellow man. Here he is hanging on the cross, dying for the sins of the world, and what are the people doing around him? Thanking him? No. Ridiculing him. Saying things like this: "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." And words like this: "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he's the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we'll believe in him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" They made fun of Jesus' trust in his Heavenly Father. But Jesus withstood the temptation. He endured and passed the test. He clung to his Heavenly Father, even though his Father had forsaken him. He clung to him to the end, obedient to the death, even the death of the cross. And what an example for us as we face trials, temptations, and troubles, and Satan comes and whispers in our ear too, "You know why you have all these problems? You know why these troubles are coming? God doesn't love you. He's forsaken you. He didn't care about you. Give up your praying. Don't keep that trust and faith in him. You might as well just give up in despair because all is useless." Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus' example of putting his confidence and faith in God, his Heavenly Father, who loved him so much and loves us, that no matter what befalls us, no matter what happens to us, even in our dying last moments, the Lord is still there with us. Jesus had been delivered by his own people to the Roman soldiers. They mocked him, ridiculed him, taunted him, tortured him. They beat and bloodied him, nailed him to the cross to be crucified. And yet Jesus didn't die in agony. He didn't die with clenched teeth, fear, despair, hatred, pain. He died peacefully in his Father's arms, saying, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Those words are from Psalm 31, verse 5. It's an evening prayer that the Jews prayed quite often. They would say, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit for this night. I'm laying my life into your hands, Father, trusting that you'll watch over me in the evening time, during the darkness, and give me a fresh morning again the next day." And so Jesus quotes the same prayer. "Father, calmly, peacefully, I'm falling asleep in your loving arms, confidently assured I'll be resurrected from the dead." Indeed, blessed is the person who can, from the heart, make that same confession of Christ his own on his deathbed. Stephen spoke the same words, similar words to that. When he was pummeled by those stones and dying, he cried out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." The martyr John Huss, who lived 100 years before Martin Luther and was burned at the stake for proclaiming that Jesus' death and resurrection is the only way to heaven, as he was burning, cried out, "I commit my spirit into your hands, O Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed it." And Martin Luther, on his deathbed, knowing death was coming, prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, a faithful God. O faithful God." What a wonderful prayer for a blessed departure from this life. Jesus departed from this life in such a way that we need never, never, I repeat again, never fear our own departure. Now, it's a fact of life that in the midst of life, we are in death. It's all around us. Every day, thousands of people die. And someday, it'll be me or you. But because of Christ, it's also a fact of life. In the midst of death, we're in life. Christ has bestowed upon us a blessed departure from this life. By following and believing in him, we will take the same path that he took. Through his blessed death, we are assured of our own blessed, peaceful death, placing our souls into our loving Heavenly Father's arms. Now, how each of us will die may be different. Terrible car crash, sudden heart attack, in our sleep, cancer. But how we meet death in Christ will all be the same. In peace. We need not be filled with fear. How can we be frightful? We know that death is just laying our souls into the loving hands of our Heavenly Father, who not only created us, but also sent his Son to redeem us. May these words of our Savior be upon our hearts and on our lips when we're laying on our deathbed. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." We also see in this text this evening that Jesus died unlike anybody else in the history of this world. When Stephen died, we're told, he fell asleep. Others in the Bible just says they died. But Jesus' death did not come about because of exhaustion, because of his cruel execution. We're told that Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and then he breathed his last and gave up his spirit. When people die, they cannot help themselves. Their time has come. They must submit to that higher power of death. They can't keep death away any longer. But Jesus is not conquered by death. To the very last moment, his power is greater than the power of death. In possession of all his vitality and his strength, he gave himself into death. Remember what he said? As a good shepherd, he said, "I laid down my life for the sheep." I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. His breathing his last was his last act on our behalf to secure our salvation. He willingly gave himself into death. And that's why Pilate and the soldiers were so surprised that Jesus was already dead. The nails didn't kill him. The cross didn't kill him. He gave himself to die. One commentator very picturesquely put it this way. It was as if the angel of death was standing afar off, afraid to approach the Son of God. But Jesus beckons him and commands him to stretch out his icy hand. It was a voluntary act, an act of his own free will and choice when he breathed his last. For so it had been ordained from eternity, the Lamb would die willingly. With these words, in this way, Jesus closed out his perfect life on this earth. Perfect in every way. Perfect in keeping all the laws and commands of his Father. Perfect in fulfilling all of the prophecies of the Old Testament. It is clear that this dying Lamb of God took a blessed departure of this life, not only for himself, but for you and me. The Good Shepherd willingly laid down his life for his sheep, for those wandering and straying sheep in disobedience. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, can we ever sufficiently thank and praise our dear Savior for what he did for us on that Good Friday? Are we not all poor, damnable sinners by nature? Do we not all deserve eternal death and damnation because of our sins? Would we all be eternally lost had Christ not come to suffer and die for us and give his life willingly on the cross? Oh, how much he must love us to freely, willingly allow himself to suffer the torments of hell and to willingly give himself to die so that we would live forever. What a blessed treasure we have been given, a blessed departure from this life. May our hearts and voices be joined together to proclaim glory, praise, thanksgiving, honor, and power to the Lamb who was slain for us. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.